My father abused me. I've lived in 4 different foster homes. I don't even know how many men I've been with. I've been doing this since I was 14. And I'm tired.
That's part of a powerful PSA from MTVU, making people aware of human sex trafficking and showing a teenager struggling to get out of prostitution.
We're not bad people. We're not evil because we're prostitutes. We just had a bad, rough start.
25-year-old former prostitute Tracy. The Maryland woman was also a victim of sex trafficking, held hostage and made a sex slave for months. Tracy is now out of the game and has been for about a year. We have altered her voice and changed her name to protect her. Nonprofits and groups dedicated to ending sex trafficking like Turnaround have been helping women like Tracy. She's trying to get her GED and take care of her young children, learning some basic life skills for the first time. Tracy is banking on sharing her experience to help keep her out of prostitution.
I think it made me a lot stronger because I feel as though that I have a gift that in the future I'm going to be able to help other girls.
We need our prosecutors and judges and legislators to be educated on the problem, and not only the problem but the dynamics of it, because a lot of those people don't understand and they're making decisions based on what they know, which is probably very little.
State Police Sergeant Ron Riggin, head of the Child Recovery Unit, joins a chorus of police and prosecutors pushing for awareness of victims and who believe that the laws need to be strengthened in Maryland to stop traffickers.
That, I think, has been one of the hardest things to kind of accept, that because of the stigmas, it's hard to get guilty findings, it's hard to get, you know, really good sentences. And I think that would change the way that we prosecute the crimes as well, if we're really able to put these guys away for a long time.
Baltimore County Assistant State's Attorney Amanda Walker Rodriguez says generally her office gets convictions for sex trafficking as misdemeanors, and the traffickers can face up to 10 years.
Essentially, you have people doing it once, twice, three times, knowing that nothing's going to happen to them, and hopefully we can make that change and to, you know, really putting these people away for a long time because they deserve to be put away.
Turnaround says almost 200 sex trafficking victims have been helped by its organization in just 2 years. Executive Director Roz Branson.
More and more we're meeting women in their 20s who've been involved since they were 12, 13, 14. So that means it's been going on the last 10 years right under our noses and everybody else's. So that is the concern.
Here at the State House in Annapolis, some legislators have been pushing for stronger laws. One measure just approved was spearheaded by Montgomery County Delegate Kathleen Dumay. It seizes the property of a convicted trafficker. Dumay believes the best way to stop trafficking is to attack the profit.
So if we can attack and get the cash, the cars, and the real property used in human trafficking, hopefully we can put an end to the industry.
It really is modern-day slavery. These people are not getting paid. They're being forced to live in horrendous conditions. And they're absolutely not doing it willfully. You know, you would never ask a slave, like, why didn't you run away from your captor? Well, they're going to beat me. Well, they're going to, you know, I don't know any other life but this. Where am I going to go? And that's essentially, it's exactly what is happening to these victims. And, you know, until we realize that that's what's happening and it's not prostitution, nothing is going to change.
Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.